intervention from our choir.
Somebody come.
Thank you. from our
salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He didn't say anything about religion. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, not religion, to salvation, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Praise the Lord. Lest someone, some folk might get a little mixed up. I heard Minister Mr. Skiller in a class this morning said that Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Now we know that that was the Jewish nation he was talking to, but the same thing applies to us, because the same thing occurred at the house of Cornelius. Praise the Lord, but they had to repent, I'm sure, because God is not going to come in and take you up your mind that you're sorry.
Amen.
For the state of the sorrowfulness that you in. Praise the Lord. That's what's so pathetic about people today. Some people think they're the most in state of the least, and they're all a mess. Mess, I tell you. Because, see, they were born that way. Can't help it. They were born in a state or condition of sin. Out of sort of that. Praise the Lord. And the only way that can be rectified is to be reconciled back to Jesus. He said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. That's what he meant. He was talking to alive folk. But people don't understand, still don't understand that they have two natures, the natural man and the spiritual man.
Yeah.
Walking around alive naturally, but they're dead spiritually. We have been reconciled back to Jesus Christ, make a mistake about Jesus, walking around alive naturally, but you're dead spiritually. That's why Jesus Christ has said in the Word of God to let the dead bury the dead. Folks just don't understand that. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no life. I am come that you might have life. Told Moses. Moses said, who shall I tell them? Send me. Tell them, I am that I am. And I am has come. Jesus is God.
Hallelujah.
God, I know it. I am come. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The only difference is, praise the Lord, that's what people can't understand. He's still in glory. Came all down here and walked all around the earth. Now he's sitting at the right hand side of himself. Praise the Lord. You don't believe Jesus Christ is up there? Just see what Stephen said.
Yeah.
Stephen cried out, God forgive him, but Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Because the Lord received his spirit. Alright? Praise the Lord. We want to welcome our guest, praise the Lord, this morning, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Pittman. Praise the Lord, from 6271 Maxwell Drive in Camp Spring, Maryland, certainly. Where are you? Praise the Lord, we certainly welcome you to, praise the Lord, fellowship with us. We have some Carolina Missionary Baptist Church here in Washington, D.C. We thank the Lord for my opportunity to come from worship with us this morning. So just make yourself at home. This is a place where there are no big eyes to use, where everybody is somebody at all. Let's go and be blessed by it.
Yeah.
The word of God has declared that everything in have breath. Praise the Lord. You pray along with it. We sing. You clap your hands. You clap your hands too. I'm glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
And they said, make a joyful noise. All you be happy about it. And praise the Lord, we want to welcome Thomas Washington at 145 Tennessee Avenue. Nowadays, praise the Lord, Free Union Baptist Church in Culpeper, Virginia. Where are you? Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. And praise the Lord. Certainly we have Eugene Bees, praise the Lord. My husband of my own sister Dave, Brother Dave, certainly welcome. We know you are welcome here in the house of the Lord. And time the Lord give you your mind to come. Come on and praise the Lord with us. And that goes to all of our guests this morning. Praise the Lord. Parkers, everyone, and good to see them.
Amen.
And our blessed King, praise the Lord. We're just going to have a good time. The Lord this morning, all right? They're going to have a good time out there in Texas with the Redskins on this day. And because all those folks whoop and holler and shout, it's all right. But we say, praise the Lord and make a noise. Folks look at you like you're crazy. You're too. So what do they call them out there? Praise the Lord. And we're on coop and we say, praise the Lord. Back on tambourine, they say, so they're going to have 60,000 people up there jumping and shouting. Some of them walk around there in the shorts and no shirts and everything else on out there, but that's all right.
Yeah.
And folks have a nerve to say, praise God, we are mixed up. Hallelujah. We are mixed up, they say. But Paul stepped out of sight and seemed to be beside myself.
Yeah.
Because of Jesus.
Man.
In Him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The right book. Hallelujah. But see, when you cry down your soul and cry out holy,
yeah,
you'll wind up in the right book.
Hallelujah.
You'll come up in the first resurrection and wind up in the right book. It's a process. Praise the Lord. Of when to be called up by the Lord, and where you have your name written. Praise the Lord. We want to, if we can't answer an age-old question that man had concerning his salvation. Matthew chapter 19. Verses number 27.
Yeah.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said to them, Verily, which means truly, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, it's the recreation of making a new. When the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, he shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brother or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Want to go back to verse number 27. Want to get our subject from that this morning. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have? Therefore, that was that concern that all men have for doing something. In other words, mankind don't like to do anything for nothing. He's looking for a payday. Looking for a reward. Whenever he do something, he's looking for something in return. That's what made Jesus so unique. He wouldn't look for anything. He was just being obedient unto death. Listen what Peter said. He said, we have forsaken all. He said, we have followed thee. Now we gave away everything we had. Now we're following you. Then he asked this question. What shall we have? Therefore, in other words, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Why, realistically, should you serve the Lord? Think about it. Realistically, from your knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, why indeed should you serve him? What's in it for you? You know, if you took a piece of paper and drew a line right down the center of it, put the positive on one side and the negative on the other, I guarantee you the positive will outweigh the negative. Amen. And serving the Lord. What's in it for me? First of all, I said, in reality, your knowledge of God, what's in it for you? First of all, you've got to realize who you are, what you are, and how you came to be what you are. Praise the Lord. First of all, you are a wretch on the loose. You're walking around dead. Praise the Lord. You are in a miserable condition because of who you are. In order to realize what's in it for you, you have to go all the way back to the first book of the Bible, to the very first dispensation therein. The dispensation of innocence.
Amen.
A dispensation, or the definition of dispensation, is a period of time during which man is tested in respect of obedience to some specific revelation of the will of God. In other words, some specific revelation to the will of God. When God made man, formed him out of the dust, breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Praise the Lord, God had one will for him. Just a 10 ago. In other words, every man that hated me didn't have to work for anything. Just lay around and just take care of what God had put out there. But God gave him one stipulation, one restriction, if you please. He said, do not eat of the tree of good and evil. For the day that thou eat of the same, thou shalt surely die. Here's where the mystery that mankind has not been able to grasp within himself. The fact that he has two natures. The fact that God does not lie. The fact that Adam, the day that he ate of the tree, the day that praised God, the enemy, hallelujah, in the form of a serpent, as subtle as he was, tricked, if you please, Eve into giving out of the tree. We oftentimes put all the blame on Eve. Praise the Lord, Eve gave Adam the apple or whatever it was. I don't know what kind of fruit it was. Praise the Lord, but they said that Eve gave Adam the tree and he ate it and said all the sin belonged and fell on her. No. See, Adam knew the rules first. Hallelujah. The Bible says, praise God, that he took off the tree and then he. They didn't ask any questions, praise God. He knew the rules, praise God. But when she came to it, hallelujah, he just took it and he ate it. Hallelujah. He didn't have to eat it, praise God. You wouldn't think so. But all of that, if you please, was in the plan of God. So that you and I might be saved. Hallelujah. You see, God said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. God knew the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. He knew this was going to take place before it took place. Hallelujah. We sing the song, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. You don't know the depths of Jesus' love until you know something about the Word of God. Hallelujah. God made you know that of all the creatures that he made, you would be the only one, hallelujah, that would disobey him, praise God, and cause him one day, praise God, to come on down from glory. Hallelujah. And walk down on the sinful earth. Hallelujah. To reconcile us back to himself. Praise our God. Sometimes we don't understand, praise God, and realize the depths of God's love, praise God, until you understand, hallelujah, the meaning of Isaiah 53 and say, surely he has brought out me. Hey, I feel all right. Hallelujah. What's in it for me, praise God, I'm going to bring it on down to you the best that I can. I'm going to tell you what Jesus has done for you. But I say you got to go all back, praise our God, and get some realization, some understanding, praise God, why you are what you are. I say a wretch undone. Hallelujah, that's what you are, praise our God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life. I don't care, praise God, what you own.
what your status in life is. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. How much you got in the bank? Praise God, you don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus.
Yes,
apart from Jesus Christ, there is no life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But you know, we get all back, praise God, to find out what's in it for you. Praise God, when Adam disobeyed God, hallelujah, and it wound up in the second dispensation. Praise God, and between that first and the second dispensation, something took place. Hallelujah, he died. He died a spiritual death.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Not a physical, because he was the father of mankind.
Yeah.
But he died nevertheless.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The day of thou said, thou shalt surely die. Hallelujah. You see, that's what make, praise God, Satan the father of liars. Because he turned around and told him, thou shalt not surely die. Hallelujah. Praise God, God. That's why I tell you everything in the Bible is not the truth. That statement was not the truth. He said, thou shalt not surely die. But Jesus said, thou wilt die.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And praise God, and Adam died.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He died, he died.
Yes.
And he, when he died, praise God, he caused you to die even before you were born.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In other words, you were born dead, died. After Adam, every man, woman, and child that's born on the face of this earth is born dead, die. You're born dead because you have been, praise God, separated from God. Praise our God, and you die because this physical body that you're walking around in, praise our God, is being mortified every day. Praise God, it's going back every day. I wasn't born with glasses. Hallelujah. But everything that I live, I'm surely dying. Physically, praise our God. But thank God, I found life through Jesus Christ. My brother said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have glory. I thank God for it. I found it out one day. Praise God. What it took to forgive me eternal life. Praise the Lord. Now let me show you what's in it for me. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I feel good. But see, I've already got, praise the Lord. The answer to what Peter was talking about. Hallelujah. That's all it amounts to. What's in it for me? Eternal life. I'll tell you, praise God. But we're gonna bring it all down and bring it all over. Hallelujah. But the whole thing is life.
Yeah.
What's in it for me? Eternal life.
Yeah.
Have my name written in the Lamb's book of life.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Let me tell you. After Adam disobeyed God and died, praise God, and put every man, woman, and child, praise God, in a state or position, praise the Lord, that he's born alive naturally, but he's born dead spiritually. Now you see, after Adam disobeyed God, and every man after him was born in this miserable state or condition of sin. Now the only person, the only way that man could be reconciled back to God after Adam's disobedience had to be one without sin. Because after Adam, every man that was conceived on this earth was conceived in sin. And the only one that was without sin that could bring us back to a spiritual relationship that Adam lost. Remember, I say he had to be one without sin. The only one without sin after Adam was God himself. That's why he manifested himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and came on down here and prayed down God and shed his blood that we might have a right to the tree of life. That's why Jesus Christ is called the unique Son of God. You see, Jesus Christ was not conceived by any man. The Bible said he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Came on earth through him. Hallelujah. You can go on now, pray to God and pray and say, Hail Mary, full of grace if you want to. But Jesus Christ said, my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Not her grace, but my grace is sufficient. And grace is God's inherited favor. Show to the undeserving man. Praise God. I'm going to tell you this. Go on back. And they just tell you how you got to be reconciled. I'm going to back to Jesus. I'm going to tell you what's in it for you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And after Adam
disobeyed God. And I said the only person after Adam without sin was God himself. And the Bible tells me, praise God, that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Yeah.
And the Word became flesh. That's what Jesus. That's Jesus in the form of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He came on down, what? To fulfill.
Yeah.
To become our satisfactory sin substitute. In other words, one without any blemish. To die that we might have a right to the children. That's what's in it for you when you get hooked up to Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ reconciled you back to himself and give you eternal life. In other words, Jesus Christ, praise God, come back and reconcile you back to the original state that he put Adam. That's why Jesus Christ is called the second man, Adam. He came down here to undo what Adam did. Adam prayed out, God caused you to die, but Jesus Christ made it possible for you to have life. He came down to come a bridge of a troubled water. Prayed out, God, he made it possible for you, prayed out, God, to come from darkness unto light. Prayed out, God, from, praise God, death unto life, and from under the power of Satan, under the power of God. In other words, prayed out, God, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and he becomes that bridge of a troubled water, you just walk out over all of these things. He's just laying there allowing you, prayed out, God, to cross.
Yeah.
What's in it for me? That's what's in it for you when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The folk go to church today, and they go to church for position, status, and they make God's house a social club.
Yeah.
But that's not what God died for.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I am come that you might have life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Not the large, not how large your membership is.
Yeah.
Or how much you have in your church treasury. Hallelujah, buddy. Praise God. Have your name been written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah.
What's in it for me? Jesus Christ stepped on over, praise our God. Praise our God, and pointed out a rock.
Yeah.
To be equal.
Yeah.
To be equal with God.
Yeah.
Came on down, praise our God, and hung on the cross.
Yeah.
So I might have a right to the kill. I know what it's in for me.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to let you know this morning what's in it for you.
Yeah.
When you just let go and let God. Hallelujah. This is what you'll find. That's it for you. You'll find eternal life.
Yeah.
Christ, our Lord. That's why he was able to say, I am come.
Yeah.
That they might have life and that they might have it more. Praise God, folk got to know something about the world.
Yeah.
They got to stop going to church, praise God, and let some preacher tell them, praise God, just give God your heart and give me your hand.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Praise God, unless a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You must be. Got to be born again. You got to be born.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most of the people preaching out say, just let them preach that all day long.
Yes, sir.
Praise our God. Praise God. Just go on and come on. Do the best you can, and God will understand. Don't you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that?
If
any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. Don't you let anybody tell you, praise our God, that all you got to do is be faithful. Praise the Lord on Sunday or whatever you have your next business meeting. They go and book it down all you want to. And praise our God, and that day God will say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Take your seat and sit down. I don't know about any seats. Not up there, praise God. All I want to do is see him face to face. But I know that's what it's in for me. Now, let me tell you something else. Let's go over here to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation. I want to tell you what's in it for you. A lot of folks don't know anything about it. They're not telling folks about it. Praise the Lord. Just go out there and go to work and you raise some money. Praise the Lord. But the folks are forgetting one thing. They say the Lord says Jesus Christ can do everything but fail, but that's the biggest lie to Satan would ever have you. Pray the Lord tell on Jesus. Jesus can't lie. tables and taking up taxes. He got angry and kicked over the tables. Said, you made my father's house a den of thieves and a house of merchandise.
Yes.
If it was wrong then,
yes,
it's wrong now. Church today are selling everything from peanuts to hairpins.
That's right.
It's wrong. It's wrong. Whatever's right, hairpin.
Yes.
He said, bring your tithes into the store so they may meet in my house, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I will tell you, I'm going to further tell you what's in it for you. Listen to what he said. In Revelation number 20, and verse number 11, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face, listen to this now, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. That's the wrath of God is going to be so terrible. Pray the Lord. As I ran to the rock, that's the song say, to hide my face. The rock's cried out, no hide of me. We want to be saved too. The wrath of God is going to be that terrible. This is what it says here in verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, I want you to take notice, there's an S on that word, books were opened. Then it said, and another book, singular, another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books with the S on it, according to their works.
Yeah.
And then it goes on and says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now listen, verse number 15. You say, God, Jesus Christ can do everything? But fail, he cannot save a Christ rejecter. Look at verse number 15, it said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. In other words, when the Lord opened up the book of life, hallelujah, if your name is not already found in it, nothing Jesus Christ can do for you. It said, and whosoever was not found written.
Yes.
In other words, that implies when he opened up, if your name is not already there, brother, he can't do anything for you.
Amen.
In other words, you got to get out of safety now. Jesus Christ said, I am come that you might have life.
Yes.
That's what's in it for you when you serve Jesus. Your name will be in the right book. Now let me go over here to Matthew 7 chapter. I want to hook up these two verses together so you can read it for yourself. Matthew 7. Verses 13 and 14 read this way. We're going to read this slow. Want folks to get it. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Many. Broad is the way. In other words, just keep on following the crowd.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just keep on doing what the world is doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Keep on playing church. Yes. Keep on having a form of godliness. But denying the power now. Just keep on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells you in the 14th verse. Because straight is the gate.
Yes.
And narrow is the way. Which leads into what?
Life.
And few there be. That's for just a few going to find eternal life. Many is going to find a way to damnation because that way is broad. And many are going to travel right all over. Just following the crowd. Just like they did in the days of Noah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you notice only eight got into the ark of Satan. Just a few got into the ark of Satan. Just when the flood came, just a few were saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I want you to hook up these two verses of Scripture with what I just read in the Revelation. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book, which is the book of life. And the dead, which were judged on those things, which were written in the books according to their works.
Verse 13, Matthew 7. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. So they're going to wind up here in the books.
Yes.
The books, which are the books of damnation. Verse 14, it says, narrow is the way which leads to life, and just a few is going to find. And the Bible here in Revelation, when you open the books, tells me, said, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. In other words, just a few is going to find. Because see, you only had one book.
Yeah.
Just one book for the few. But for the many, he had many books. Just keep on following the
friend. Yes.
Praise the Lord. What's in it for me? That's what Peter said. What are we going to get out of it?
Yeah.
We're going to have eternal life. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know I can say like Job that my Redeemer lived. That's why I praise God. You ought to be able to sing the song. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Praise the Lord. And when you sing that, think of the other song that says, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's in it for me? A place where Jesus Christ. I don't want to go to heaven. But the Lord never told us he's going to take us to heaven. We're going to reign within heaven. The heaven is the dwelling place of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But we're going to reign with him right down here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I know, praise God, what I have for serving the Lord. The Bible tells me so many ways and so many times. Hallelujah, whatever Jesus Christ has given me. And one of the, praise God, must, one of those that, praise God, that a child of God ought to think of first and foremost is this one in Thessalonians. When the Bible says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout and the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive shall be caught up to meet them in the air. And Paul has given us more assurance. Here's what I have for following you. Here's what's in it for me. Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. And I'm reminded, praise God, John said, hallelujah, the 10th chapter, I know my sheep, and my sheep know my voice, and another they won't follow.
Yeah.
So when the Lord comes down in the clouds with the voice of an archangel and cry out, church, I can see, praise God, the dead in Christ is coming out of the grave. Hallelujah, with glorified bodies, ascending all up to heaven. Hallelujah. I know they're going to have, praise God, glorified bodies, because Paul has already told us in 2 Corinthians, if this earthly tabernacle, hallelujah, be dissolved, I have another built, not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. That's a glorified body. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be changed. Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall be changed. Hallelujah. You better put off this mortal and put on immortal. That's what's in it for me. That's what I have for serving Jesus. That's why I feel good down in my soul. I know it to be a fact because it's in here. I told you about the commercial that got, how it is in there. But this cake mix is in here. Every word of it is in here, and my soul knows.
Yes.
Yeah. I pray the Lord. The car knows about the alcohol. My soul knows what's in it for me.
Yes.
My soul knows what I've gotten out of it. Serve the Lord.
Yes.
My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I shall be changed one day. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. If I be here, pray God, and I go to sleep in the Lord, I shall rise first. That's why Paul said, for me to die is to live. Not only that, but while I'm down here, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, God is our refuge and our strength.
strength of courage, turn it up and come.
Hallelujah. When the devil kicked me up against the wall, praise God, hallelujah, I can call on the name of Jesus.
And the Bible says, said already, great is he that's in you, that's he that's in the world. Now, I'm fire. I'm
moved to be against you. I'm more than the whole world against you.
Hallelujah. God, praise God, has all power
is in his hand. That's who I serve. I serve God. Hallelujah. And one day it was a spirit that came on down in the person of Jesus Christ and went back on up.
Hallelujah.
And sent me back down himself. In the person of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
That's what you're doing when you get down and say, Jesus. Don't let the guy lay hands on you. You get down there and call him for yourself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everybody tell you what you got. Praise God. God give it to you.
Get on down there and it's called up until you fill your soul.
Yeah.
In the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. When you do, you know it. Praise God. You get up, praise God, and your hands will look new. Hallelujah. You look at your feet, praise God, and they will too. I'm traveling your hands and ready to your feet. Give you a new song to sing. I'm ready to serve the Lord. Yes, he will now.
Jesus, what you got? All you got to do, praise God. Hallelujah. Accept him as your personal Savior. Praise God. You're talking about what's in it for you. Oh, my. Hallelujah. We haven't touched it.
Yeah.
The half of it. But the Bible tells us, praise God, he's revealed it to us.
Yeah.
You know, some folks say, the verse of the Bible say, the ears have not heard, the eyes have not seen what the Lord has got in store for us. But then next verse say, but he has revealed it unto us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, I know what God has done for me. I know what it meant when he said, I have not come
to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Under the law, blood had to be shed for your remission of your sin. He said, I have not come to destroy the law, I've come to fulfill it. He became the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When John saw him coming on down to the river
Jordan. Yeah, yeah.
He started looking up and saw Jesus and said, behold, the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
That man's blood was put over, praise God, and door. Jesus Christ in the Old Testament said, praise our God, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah. That scripture passed right on over to us. Praise the Lord to us over in the New Testament. Hallelujah. I know it, praise God, because the Old Testament speaks of righteousness. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, himself was born under the law. Galatians say he was born of a woman under the law. He had to live by the law because grace didn't come until Calvary. Hallelujah. That's what he's done for me. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That's what is in it for me. I have eternal life. Let me tell you something. I death have no more dominion over me. I have eternal life. I got someone that I can call any time, day or night. How do I know that? Because the word of God tells me that when Jesus Christ hung on the cross and gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple was rent. I mean, it was tore down. Boom. I don't have to have a priest to intercede for me. I have access to Jesus myself. Praise the Lord. You see, the veil in the temple was rent, tore down. I have access to Jesus through the Holy Ghost. All I got to say is, Lord, help. And the Lord step in. Hallelujah. Folk that go to a priest today is missing the boat, because Jesus Christ is a prophet, priest, and king. He's fulfilled his prophetic office now in his priestly office, interceding for us. The Bible declares there's one mediator between God and man. Where do you get the rest of it from? There's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's the only one, praise God, that can do anything for you. When you go to any other priest and confess your sins to him, it's just, you have been saved. And I know if you've been saved, you wouldn't be going to it. So it's just one sinner confessing their sins to a sinner. Praise the Lord. You got to be born again. But I thank God for the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding for my place in Jesus Christ this moment. For where I stand this day. For where my name is written. My name isn't very much down here. Don't too many people know Horace Maurice Johnson Jr. down here. That's what the AGM is. Horace Maurice. But don't too many people know of that name down here. But I thank God where it matters the most. I don't know whether Jesus wrote it down in alphabetical order. I don't know whether he wrote it down according to the day and the times you got saved. But it's in there. Hallelujah. It's in there. I'm glad about it. That's what's in it for me. I have no doubt about it because it's in the Word of God. I'm like taking tape. And John said, on the Isle of Patmos, when Jesus Christ opened up all the things and showed it to John. And Jesus Christ said, behold, I come quickly. And my reward, hallelujah, I bring with me. He that is righteous, let him be righteous too. That's not what he said. He said, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is unholy, let him be unholy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He didn't say he that is a Methodist or Catholic or Presbyterian. He that is holy. The holiness is not a denomination, it's a way of life and living. Jesus Christ never set up a denomination. The nomination, organization come by man. Hallelujah. Organism come by Jesus Christ. He said, we are many members of the one body. Organism come by Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, you ought to be able to say, as I said, just like John said on the Isle of Patmos, when Jesus Christ said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward I bring with me. And I believe the last thing John said was, even so, come Lord Jesus. Come on! I'm ready! Come on, Lord! My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can you say that this morning? Can you say, even so, come, Lord Jesus? Can you say that this morning? If you can't say that this morning, that's what's in it for you when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be able to say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Sing, I heard it from you, so that we're going to have an altar call. Sing, I heard it from you. I want you to listen to the words of the song. And I want you to make your mind come on. Come on to the Lord. I want you to listen to this song. Thank you. Once you're ready to sing this song, I want you to stand on your feet, because after that time, I want you to just come on down there.
He said, Sam, set your house in order.
Why?
Why are you standing on your feet there, why is this morning, man?